Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen, for another great show, and we have another great guest. I'm honored. We've got to get the West Bank involved on this podcast, and we're breaking ice with the first West Bank head coach, John Aaron High School, a man that's been coaching for a long time, Reggie Rogers. Reggie, thanks for joining us, Coach.
I appreciate you, Lee, man. I appreciate your show. I appreciate what you're doing, man. Keep up the good work, man.
Look, I got to brag on you. First of all, I'm going to mention these two sponsors we have, and then I'm going to talk about Coach Rogers' background playing at Bonneville, coaching at Bonneville, now at John Aaron. Played against Cordell Stewart. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff tonight. Mostly going to be John Aaron Patriots, and we're going to talk about his great career as a coach, too. But I want to thank two sponsors, the reason we can keep this going, John Harvey Toyota out of Bossier City, Shreveport. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. And also Medine's Collision. Be sure to call Chris Medine, Domenica Medine. All this crazy rain. I don't want any more rain for the rest of the year. You know, none. Just sunshine. Not too hot, but just enough. Coaches agree. About 75 would be great. 80 maybe. But bring your car in if you're having problems. Body shop, paint shop, Medine's Collisions on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, 225-357-7983. They're family-owned. Family-owned since the 60s. We're family-owned. I want to go back to our head coach, our guest, Reggie Rogers. Reggie, I want to brag on you for a second because when I met you way back at the coaches' convention at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
We're talking back. Shoot, we're talking about 2000, 99, 2000, 2001.
Right.
2011 to 2017 when you were at Bonneville as the head coach from 2011 to 2017. Right. And I got to throw this out. You probably won't know that I know this, but I had to pull this up because it's on your resume and I think it's nobody's done this. You beat Destrehan twice at Bonneville.
We did. Great program, man. It was an honor to be able to do that. We locked in, for that time, man. We was able to be a great program, man. That was a big time for us.
Back-to-back, 2011 and 2012. We're talking the program that produced Ed Reed, Jordan Jefferson, Justin Jefferson. We can go on and on with the great Jeremy Parkett.
Yes, great program. Mm-hmm.
So you played at Bonneville, Coach, in 88.
Yes, sir.
You're my era. I got out in 89, but 1988 to 92, you were a Bonneville running back. People forget that,
yes,
man.
Sir.
You were a running back all world.
Pretty good time, man. It was to be young and full of life, man. I can't imagine doing that now, but at that time, man, I had a blast, man. Great program, great coaches. Coach Gailey and Coach Mike Vilmaret, man. Those guys are awesome guys.
And I gotta give some love to one of your former players at Bonneville. This guy's under the radar. Wasn't heavily recruited. Goes to Memphis. Plays in the NFL with the Steelers currently. Mm-hmm. Arthur Mallett. Arthur, DB.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Arthur Mallett was a great kid, man. Great story. Great success story, man. He's come a long way. I'm extremely proud of him, man. Extremely proud.
Currently with the Steelers going into year four in the NFL. Coach, he wasn't even a one-star, was he?
No, he was under the radar, recruiting Bonneville at that time, was an afterthought for a lot of people. But he had to take a route, through Kapaya Colin Junior College, and he ended up earning his way to Memphis and then earned his way eventually to the NFL, which is a great story. He's a great young man.
Four NFL players from Bonneville, James Jordan, Al Edwards,
yes, sir,
and Steve Rehodge. I called him the assassin.
Yes.
He would come in and just knock up a wedge on special teams at LSU.
Right. You have to know the history. Yes, sir.
Al Edwards was a heck of a player, what, at Northwestern State?
Yes, sir, and with the Buffalo Bills, absolutely.
And James Jordan was a big, tall, 6'3 receiver.
Absolutely. Funny story about James, man. I was a little bit older than James in the neighborhood that we grew up with. We used to shoot a lot of basketball, man. And James was just a little kid. coming, always dribbling basketball, even though he played football, man, till I got to Nickel State. And I heard about this kid, James Jordan, when I came back and see it was him, man. It was awesome, man, to see that he locked in on football. But he was just a little kid just around the neighborhood just shooting basketball all the time, man. Not saying much, but great kid, great human being right there.
And then time goes by and you go, man, I remember when he was a little kid, man, just trying to hang
yes.
with us.
Yes.
Then he ends up being 6'3", 210, you know, running 4'5".
Yes, a monster. Yes, sir.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Coach Reggie Rogers, the current head coach at John Arrett Patriots. We're going to talk about John Arrett's past, their mm-hmm. future, currently. They got a lot of good-looking players coming up, a great program to this day, John Arrett Patriots. We're going to be right back with more Reggie Rogers. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You are listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Reggie Rogers, former Nickel State running back, former Bonneville running back, former Bonneville coach, current John Arrett head coach, has a young team. But I want to talk about the history. Growing up, I was a fan of Leonard Valentine, Reggie, during our era.
Yes, yes.
I still think mm-hmm. Leonard was the first dual threat before they even knew what to do with dual threats. And then
and then
Cordell Stewart came along not long after. You know, then you had Dalton Simmons and you had Mike Phillips go to Colorado, make All-American. Mm-hmm. You had Reggie mm-hmm. Wayne. Mm-hmm. Reggie Wayne's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Norman Jefferson. People forget about Norman Jefferson at LSU.
Norman Jefferson, great player.
And then the young people listening, the young people, Reggie, will remember Mike Divinity.
Yes.
Lamon Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Darrell Williams, who's with the Chiefs currently.
Absolutely.
But we're not talking about all 400 D1s. I'm just mentioning some of my favorite guys that I remember.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that list? I mean, how many high schools have this kind of stuff? Not many.
Not very many. When you think of lineage and a proud program, John Arrett is a proud program with lots of players that's come out of a community that produces football players. And these guys locked in and did everything they were supposed to do in the classroom and on the field in order to achieve the things that they achieved in life. And the message we try to give is that y'all are not fighting alone. You have a long list of guys who came before you who set the table and set the standard for you. And all you have to do is follow the script and follow the coaching, and everything will work out well. John Arrett has always been a proud program producing quality talent. You know, it didn't start with me. It started way back with Coach North that I can remember, and Coach Lambert. You know, he did a great job.
Yeah.
You know, then it went to Coach Lee after that, and Coach Scott did a great job. And now it's just my turn, a long list of great guys, you know, coming through the league, such a historic program.
And, Coach, you know what's so incredible about John Arrett is that even when the program is young, and even though you got it, we'll talk about your schedule in a minute, which is tough. You know, you're always going to have athletes. You're always going to have some linemen that you can mold and produce and put 22
correct.
Out there. I mean, it's always going to be some of the best talent in the state to work with, even if you're a young team. You agree with that?
Yes, sir. We have guys come in hungry for the knowledge, and we have a great coaching staff that really pushes our kids. And when they come to John Arrett, they know they're going to get the best coaching and the best opportunity in order to play. I don't care what grade you're in, how young you are. If you come in ready to play, you can produce and you can contribute, you will do that, John Arrett.
Want to take a break when we come back. Coach, I'm going to ask you about your schedule. Be thinking
yes,
of some of the teams. I know there's no weak games. You know,
right, not at all.
And people in North Louisiana that listen to the show in Shreveport and Monroe and in Lake Charles, mm-hmm. Lafayette, this is one of the toughest places to play on the West Bank with Edna Carr, mm-hmm. Helen Cox,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, Shaw. I mean, it's just tough. And Algiers, you know, I'm getting confused. It's Landry Walker, O.P. Walker. Now what is it? What's the
It's Landry, just Landry.
Landry now, okay. So it's,
yes, sir.
I get confused sometimes, but now it's back to Landry. So it was Landry a few years ago. We'll be right back with more Coach Reggie Rogers, the head coach at John Arrett High School on the West Bank. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Really excited to have Coach Reggie Rogers on. I mean, the history of John Aird. I've been to John Aird about 10 times in my life. I had to add it up. I used to go see Billy North back in the beginning. You know, since Billy, I've been to a few games at home and away. And just really, when you just go to the school, and Reggie knows this, being the head coach, you go look at the wall just in the football office and all the history. If I'm a 14-year-old kid and I'm looking at trying to go out for football, just go look at the pictures on the wall of the guys that played college ball at John Aird starting in the 70s. It's incredible.
Right.
If that doesn't do it, nothing will, huh, Coach?
Right, right. It's a long list of guys, man. When I first walked in, when I left Bonneville, and Coach Lambo brought me into the program, I looked at that wall, and I can remember playing against all of these guys when I was at Bonneville in old District 12 Quad A. And, man, I just see these guys just one after another. And it's like it's a phenomenal thing to see. And it's such a proud program, man. I'm just honored, without a doubt.
Coach, your schedule this coming year in 2021, this is what makes John Aird so good. Y'all don't dodge anybody. You got to play the best. Talk about some of the teams that are you going to have to play week in and week out on your schedule.
Starting with week one, you know, we go to East St. John, which knocked us out of the playoffs in the second round. We go back out there and face a great program. Coach Brown does a phenomenal job with those kids. And for him to invite us back out there was big time. And we're going to go. Week two, we go to Zachary. You know, we're on the road, which is a phenomenal program. Yeah. But in order to get your program the way you want, you have to play quality programs so they can understand the magnitude of what it takes to be a power in this state. Not just a good team, but you want to be a power in the state.
And you can, and your defense will grow up facing Holstein. You'll see where you are defensively fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Real quick. You know, Zachary is a proud program, and they keep, you know, top athletes as a well-run program, you know, and we want to be able to compete with those guys. And I just want to show my team that you are competitive, that you can compete. You know, we have to show up and be ready to play. We have to have a great week of practice that week. And after that, we have the Pride Program show, you know, which I can't remember the last time they played, but one of the best games I ever seen was when Cardell Stewart and all them played Shaw against John Aird back in the 90s, man. That was one of the best games I've ever seen. Mm.
You talk about Mickey Joseph days, huh? Vance Joseph?
Yes. Oh, man, yes. That was
Pat Riley, Kendall Pat Riley.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
That was – I've never seen a sold-out stadium in my life at Hoss Memphis, but that day, man, it was standing room only.
Enrel Chester, Oklahoma running back.
Yes, 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 yes.
Sean Jones, man, with the Northwestern State, Miami.
Absolutely. You can name guys.
Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark.
Squad. Yes, Ryan Clark, you're right, exactly right. On those teams, the best football game I think I've ever seen.
42 NFL guys on the field at one time.
Yes, on one time. Pretty much.
Unbelievable.
Hey, man, that was an unbelievable game, man. But, you know, Coach Collins is doing a good job over there, man. He's building his program back, man. And hats off to that program over there, man.
Former Shaw DB.
Yes, absolutely. He was a great player, man. And we just want to be competitive in our three pre-district games before we get to district. And our district is getting tougher, man. So we're going to have to always bring our lunch, you know, and be prepared. And, you know, just practice and have good days every week doing practice. And we'll be able to compete with these guys, I think.
Coach, it's incredible, the talent coming up. I was at Woodlawn today in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know Marcus Randall that played at LSU?
Yes, absolutely do. Yes, sir.
I asked him, I said, do you get tired of the miracle throw, man? You get tired of talking about that?
Somebody said it, yes.
Yeah. To Devery Henderson against Kentucky. Well, we're going to air that next week, and I sat down with him, and, man, they got 107 players in their program.
107? Wow.
And
that's
they
awesome.
Only had 40 about 4 years ago. 40 or 42.
That is awesome.
And they're playing West Monroe. They're playing West Monroe in the first couple of weeks.
Man, you can't dodge them, Coach. No. You got to play them, man. No. You got to go to get your program to let them know that we believe in you. We're going to put you against the best that we can find. And, man, and you have to be able to play and step up into the atmosphere. If you're going to West Monroe, we've been down there a few times, man. It's a great atmosphere, great football atmosphere. They treat you like with class, but you have to bring your lunch in order to play down there.
Right. Oh, I love that saying. Bring your lunch box because it's going to be a game, man.
It's going to be a game.
Coach, when we come back, we'll take a break. I want to ask you about your team. I got some guys I want to talk about coming back for you. Some good-looking kids. You got a lot of guys. You got a mix of guys that are returning, and you got some guys that are going to get the experience on the field training quick.
Yes,
and,
sir.
We'll be right back with more of John Arrett's head football coach, Reggie Rogers. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest tonight is Reggie Rogers, former Bonneville running back, former Nicholls State running back, current John Arrett's head coach in football, the Patriots. The red, man, the red uniforms are just killer. I love that. They look like the New England Patriots.
The red?
Man, I love it.
Good.
I always thought those uniforms with the blue, it was just unique. It looks like Ole Miss.
Right.
You know, the old
right,
ones
that navy blue is nice, man.
And that powder blue type look.
Yes. Okay, we're going to have to get those come back, man.
That's right.
I'm a fan of the powder blue. I really am.
I like that with Ole Miss. You know,
if I can make that work, we can definitely do that.
Yeah, and then the all red is good. You know, the red is really good.
Yes, sir.
So you got a good quarterback coming back in Royal Falgo, who's really not a big guy, but, man, he's super athletic.
He's a real athletic, real strong arm, a confident kid, man. Raw stepped in last year during the COVID year, so it was a unique situation from him. We didn't have a spring, so I had to come in the summer and get him caught up with what we wanted to do. And, you know, keep in mind, I just got the job in the middle of COVID, put a staff together. You know, we didn't start practice till June 8th, and we had to put everything in a short time.
You
but hats off to him that he was able to. Oh, no, I didn't sleep, man. I was trying to figure out how we was going to do it, how to keep the kids safe, you know, how to keep my coaches safe, how to keep our the kids' family safe. And for him to step in, man, and lead this team, man, it was awesome. And he's only going to get better.
Very mature what he did for you
yes.
with the team. And then you got a good running back. You got the Cargo brothers coming back.
Yeah, I got the car. Amaya Cargo is going to be a senior for us, man. The sky's the limit for this kid. Very exciting, very explosive runner. And we're just going to let him run loose, let him do his thing, man. He's a kid that locks in. He's a leader on our team, man. And the sky's the limit for him.
And then you got Armani Cargo, free safety.
Armani Cargo.
Yeah,
he plays. That's his younger brother, Armani. Cargo, real good kid. Like I said, well, I don't mind what grade you in. If you come and you lock in and you can do your job, you're going to play. We're going to have three, you know, freshmen that are currently freshmen will be sophomore next year starting in the secondary for us. We're going to let them go. And those guys are going to be really, really good, man. You know, the Cargo brothers were on our 4x1 team, made it to state in a 4x1. And it was two freshmen, Ramon Mosby and Armani Cargo were on that team along with Xavion Thomas and Amaya Cargo. You know, so those guys don't have any fear, man. Them guys are ready to go.
Can run 4.5 or better. Xavion's a good receiver
yes,
for you. Punt returner, kick
Absolutely.
Returner. Mosby's a good corner.
Yes, sir.
Your receiving core, speaking of Xavion Thomas, you got Kenneth Johnson who's got a chance to go to college.
Yes, sir. He's a kid that transferred from Carr, another great program. He came to us last season and kind of in the middle of the season, and he had some success for us, and he's only going to get better for him, man. Big guy, good hands, good physicality, so it's only going to get better for him.
You got Charles Coleman at wideout. I like your line because you've got some, I call lunchbox guys
yes.
coming back. You got
yes.
Daniel Edmonston, who's been there, seems like 10 years.
Right.
And Kyrie Lee.
Right. He's a baby, but he's the biggest baby I've ever seen, you know.
And Kalai Coleman and then Joshua Johnson. I mean, it's a unique group of experience size, and, you know, Daniel's been there forever. And then D-line, I love your DN, Caruth Wilson. I love this
Wilson,
kid.
Yes, sir. Right. He's come in as a freshman, real smart kid, man, honest kid. I'm ready to play every time, you know, high motor, you know, good hands, good feet, good eyes. He trusts himself. And, you know, he's had some D2 offers right now, but it's only going to get better for him, man. The kid is phenomenal, man. Great kid.
Another veteran coming back. Guy's been around 4 years. DN, D tackle, Cavante Roussel is a good player.
Yes. good player too. He's been with us. This is his senior year coming up, man. He's got a chance to play behind, and those guys got a chance to play behind some real good guys, you know, with Earl Burkett and Pat, who's all at TCU. They grew up under these guys, so they got a chance to see these guys come up and come out of the program and be successful. So they're going to fall right in line because they know what it takes, you know, the game they have to play every week in order to be successful.
And then you got Cameron Holden. You got, I like this name, Jersey Brown. That's a great
Jersey
name.
Brown's a linebacker. It is a great football name, but Jersey, he's going to be, you know, the next great linebacker for us. We challenge him every day to step up and that he's going to have to lead. You know, Andrew's not there no more, so it's his job to lead the linebacker crew, and I think he's going to step up and do well for us.
You got Eric Davis coming back, a young linebacker also. And then I like your punter kicker, Oscar. I don't want to butcher this.
Avilos. Yeah, Avilos. Okay. Yes. Young kid came out kind of late last year. We had another kicker, Mike, and then Oscar shows up, little kid with a strong, strong leg. And he ended up making some key field goals for us in the playoffs, man, and he stepped up. And it's only going to get better. He's going to be a junior this year, and his leg is getting stronger and stronger.
Coach, isn't it great to have a kicker punter?
Oh, man, it's awesome. I mean, have no idea.
Well, you don't have to, you know, throw the ball on 20 on fourth down.
Right. I try to figure out a two-point play every time, so you know, it makes a difference.
Or maybe every now and then kick one on the 28. You know, he might commit.
Yes. Right, correct. Correct. He made a good one against East St. John last year, about a 35-yarder, which was good for us. So,
yeah, those are good, man. Special teams is so important in 5A. One inch here, 1 yard there, it's 35-35. Right. I've seen so many games. Won and lost on punting, bad punting, or bad kicking.
Right. We take pride in our special teams. I refuse to have a bad special teams unit, man. It's just so important. You know, we want to be good in all three phases. And special teams is extremely important, and we go over it every day.
You know what I couldn't understand, Coach? Speaking of Destrehan, I watched Justin Jefferson return punts when he was a sophomore.
Right.
I don't know why people punted to him. Wouldn't you not punt to a guy that can go 80 yards? Like, make it. I don't understand. Don't punt to the guy anymore.
I'm going to say this about, you know, trying to get kids the directional punt. You can tell them, but, you know, a lot of times they don't know where the ball is going to go, to be honest. You know, I don't think they intentionally do it, but, you know, he was a guy who was going to go find the ball. You know, I don't think he would track the ball anywhere. So I think they might have tried to kick it away from him, but he would go get it and just return it.
You know what a bad mistake is? You know this, Coach. No hang time. And then it goes straight to the guy.
Oh, a line drive. You might as well say goodnight, man.
You can say goodnight. And
you can say goodnight.
Aaron Anderson, Ed Nakar would go, okay, 2 seconds, I'm in the end zone.
2 seconds, I'm right there. You know, Landry Walk at the time, they had the young kid, believe Tevin, he's at Nickel State now, man. You kick it to that guy, man, it was over.
Oh, the little 5'7 guy ran a 4'3.
Yeah, man, that was phenomenal, man. I told my kicker not to kick it to him, but of course it went right to him, and that was that.
I'll mention, remember Speedy Noel? Speedy?
Yes, sir.
He's with Spokane in Washington playing indoor football, Coach.
All right. That's great, man. That kid was a great player, man.
And I remember when they punted to him, I'm like, mistake. Why? Mistake.
Say goodnight, you know.
Good night.
You're right. Good night.
Jarvis Landry, remember Lutcher High School?
Oh, yeah. You know? We played them when I was at Helen Cox. Oh, yeah. We had some battles back then, man. When I was with Coach Brooks over there at Helen Cox, man. We would go play Lutcher, man, and they playing against Jarvis Landry. He was an awesome guy, man.
Ooh. Coach, I remember. I want to share this story while you're on it. You'd love this. But you know those playoff games, it's your worst nightmare when it's like 4 inches of rain on the ground?
Oh, yes,
you can't see in front of you, and you're trying to play a great team. Lutcher was playing Neville. Neville came up to Lutcher. Mm-hmm. And Jarvis Landry had about 20 knockdown blocks in the rain.
Really?
And I said, this guy is a man.
No, he's special. No, he was a special guy, man. I've never seen a kid just a hard nose. He played linebacker and receiver. I mean, how many receivers can play linebacker? I mean, he's just a hard nose kid, man.
I saw him crack back on a linebacker that was 230, 6'4", and knock him out cold.
Right.
And I'm like,
he was a special guy.
Jarvis, you're a man. You're a man, Charlie.
Yes, he is. Oh, he is. We used to have, that was a good district back then, man. We would have fun playing those guys. And to see him, you know, the success that he's having right now. But I think you can see that coming a mile away when he was in high school. He was just a hard-working kid.
And you know the receivers that have come out of, you know, East St. John, talking about John Arrett, Reggie Wayne, East St. John, Roydell Williams, man. Remember Roydell?
Yes. Yeah, Roydell, absolutely.
Remember Watkins, who went to Kerry Watkins, went to Georgia Tech?
Absolutely.
Man,
absolutely.
I mean, we can go on the wideouts. Tyron Johnson, right. Warren Easton.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah, we had them in the spring, man, and that's another great program. Coach Phillips is doing a good job, man, with those kids, with those guys, man. Another proud program from there with phenomenal talent, man. We just proud to be on the field.
And now Racy McMath with the Titans from Edna Carr.
Yes, that's big time, man. Good to see the guys from the area. You know, the coaching here in Louisiana is second to none, man. Mm-hmm. And then South Louisiana, in this area, man, the West Bank area, man, these coaches, man, we really take pride in the things that we do to promote our program and our kids, man.
You know who I always say was one of the greatest Edna Carr players of all time, Coach?
Who is that, Coach?
Robert Royal.
Robert Royal, yeah.
Tight end. Oh, yeah. I still say he was one of the best I've ever seen at Edna Carr.
Robert Royal, he was a great player. Coach Brooks would talk about him all the time because, you know, Willie Brooks came from over there with Coach Whitney. And he would talk about all those guys, man, Jerry Phillips and Pat Surtain and Robert Royal, you know, those guys, man. He would tell a story. It was like I was there, you know. But he was very proud of those guys, man.
Yeah, Ellis, Noel Ellis, the senior.
Noel Ellis.
Bernard Roberson at Tulane, the Bears.
Yes, yes.
You had all those great guys. The head coach of Warren Easton was on that team on defense.
Yeah, Jerry Phillips. He was definitely there. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
He played at Tulane.
You know. You know, rest in peace, Coach Whitney. He did a good job with that program, man. And he was very proud of those kids, man. And he fathered a lot of them and showed them the way, you know, the way to be successful, man. Hats off to that program.
That's where I met Frank Wilson, Coach, when I was at a JV game.
Frank Wilson.
I was at a JV game.
We played at Nickel State together.
Oh, man. I'll never forget when he was starting out and coaching, he was at Edna Carr.
Yes, sir.
Jabbar Jaluk was the varsity coach at the time. Wait.
Yes.
And he's at the practice. I didn't know who Frank was, and he came up to me, and I was at a JV game. He said, "Man, look at the talent we got." I said, "Man, Frank, good luck to you with the coaching, man. Are you moving up quick?" And sure enough, he ends up at OP Walker coaching Daryl Johnson with Craig Davis.
Group
that went to the Dome. Dominic Cooper.
Yes. Ken Lewis and those guys, Wallace, those guys were great team. He had some, man, just if you played that team, and that's what they were playing, John Curtis and that district, that old 4A district was something serious.
Yeah, that's back when if you were a coach, they were trying to hire coaches in college.
Right.
Based on your talent.
Absolutely, because they were trying to get those kids out of the programs. You know how it go.
Yeah.
But Frank, a teammate of mine from Nickel State, man. Man, I'm so proud of that guy, man. He's come a long way now at McNeese State now, and always been a go-getter and a hard-nosed, straight-up guy. You got to respect that about him, and he's always led good programs.
I got to take my hat off to Frank Wilson because they weren't very good this year, and they made a great season out of an average team.
And, absolutely.
And they beat Nickel State, who was there. I think Nickel's his best team in, what, 25 years probably?
Yes, this was a good team.
And McNeese beat them. And I'm like, what?
Right. I was surprised by that too. But, you know, Frank, I played with Coach Rebo when he for this first round at Nickel State back in the 90s. And to see him back at Nickel's now. But so Frank and Tim are real good friends. And I know they had fun playing against each other.
Yeah, Rebo was at Destrehan at one time as a head coach.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And then at ULL for a long time with the Cajuns.
Yes.
Coach, any final thoughts about your team? And look, let me take one more break when we come back. I'm going to ask you, think about this between now and when we come back. Think of the greatest player that you faced when you were in high school. Who was the toughest defensive player that you ever got hit by in high school?
The toughest defensive player?
Yeah, we'll come back. Okay. Yeah, we'll come back and answer that. But who hit you the hardest in high school?
I got it. No problem.
You played at bottom. We'll be right back with more Reggie Rogers, John Arrett High School.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, Girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Libra Keen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Reggie Rogers, the head coach of John Aird High School. Before we let Coach answer his question of who hit him the hardest in high school, I always hear stories about Leroy Horde from St. Aug.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day before Leonard Fournette, that when Leroy Horde hit you, that it was like running into a brick wall.
Right.
Now, when you were running back at Bonneville, was there anybody that you came in contact with that felt like a brick wall?
I have two, actually. One was in the squad. We was having my very first time touching the ball at Bonneville as a guy. And the Bonneville guys, if they hit it, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. A guy by the name of Fred Ned. Hmm. That was his name. A great linebacker. The first time I got the ball, I kind of ran, you know, everybody was like, oh, that was a good run. So coach said, man, do that again. So Fred, you know, being who he was at that time, man, he was like, all right, he was a senior. I'm coming out of the eighth grade, you know.
Mm.
And he wasn't going to allow that again. So he welcomed me to the program that very next play. You know, and another guy that I played with, played for West Jeff, was Johnny Dixon. I don't know if you know the name.
Oh, man, Ole Miss. With Ole Miss.
Yes, he went to Ole Miss, man. Yeah, he caught me one time, and I never forgot that hit. You know, very, very good player, man. That district had some guys come out of there, but Johnny Dixon was one. I don't remember a lot of them, but I remember that one when I was my sophomore year.
Coach, I got to mention this because Johnny Dixon, I hadn't heard that name in a long time. He
right.
was the best Louisiana native to ever play at Ole Miss as a DB.
Yes, sir.
He was
right.
6 foot,
was
210, ran 4.5 and 4.4 on the field. And you're right, he would knock you silly. You were right.
He would knock you silly. He called me on the sideline. I had nowhere to go. So I had to take it. I wasn't going to run out of bounds, so I had to sit there and take it like a man. And, you know, he talked a little smack after, but we had a meeting that day. But the best offensive guy I had to face when I played was Cordell Stewart, man. This guy was
unreal
with the ball in his hand, running that veer, man. This guy was lights out, man. If you were just happy to touch him, you know, I used to go back and say, I touched him this time. I touched him. You know, I wasn't going to tackle him, but if you was able to touch him, you were good.
Coach, in my 30 years, the toughest hitter from the West Bank that I ever saw play was Chris Cooper, linebacker, West Jefferson.
Chris Cooper. Yes, sir. That's a name, too. Definitely Chris Cooper.
Chris was like running into three buses that were in shape.
Right. Well, you're fortunate to have a guy that's a strike in the middle. Man, you have something.
Yeah, Chris was 5'11", 245, ran a 4.5.
Yes. Yep. And that's uncommon.
And you know what's crazy, Coach?
Size.
I go to Woodlawn High School. His sons are on the team now.
No lie, for real.
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, that's great. That's great, man. Hey, I'm getting old.
I'm getting old. You know, this guy, because I saw the name, Coach Marcus Randall said, Chris
right.
Cooper's a name you want to keep. I'm serious. Chris Cooper.
He said, yeah. That Chris Cooper.
He said, Chris Cooper Jr.? He said, yeah, that Chris Cooper Jr.
Wow.
And then his freshman son is a 4.45 freshman corner right now at Woodlawn.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Chris Cooper, man, he's
man, that's good.
Yeah, I found that out today going to Woodlawn. That was a really and I'm
man,
like, man,
that is good. I didn't play against Chris, but I coached against him, and yes, it was something to watch him.
Big time, Coach. I appreciate you calling in, man. I really do. And
absolutely, man. I had fun. I had a blast, man. Thankfully,
and appreciate you. And make sure when we get off, don't hang up yet. But when we finish,
yes.
Text me. I'll get with you before we don't hang up. And I'm gonna go ahead and end the show. Go to our website, everybody that's listening. All these kids I mentioned are gonna be in our magazine. Go to our website. Support the magazine. Support these kids because we're gonna be pumping them. We're going to have a big John Aird preview. We're going to have all the schools preview, but go to LAFootballMagazine.com. Coach will be getting his in the mail. We send one of the coaches every year. But if you're a parent listening, go to LA Football Magazine. You could pre-order them. They're coming out late August, but you can go ahead and pre-order them. We mail them out to you. We're family-owned. This is 25 years, Coach Rogers, our 25th year, putting out the preview magazine. And, look, we'll see everybody really soon. Hope everybody has a blessed week. We'll see everybody really, really soon because we've got one more show this week.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.